Well, as we've been reporting this morning, nearly 600 men are still inside the Australian-funded detention centre on Manus Island in Papua New Guinea today, despite the centre being closed and the power to part of it being cut off. The Australian Immigration Department wants the detainees to move to new accommodation on the other side of the island. But the refugees and the asylum seekers are refusing to leave. They say they fear violence from locals. Earlier, we spoke with Acting Prime Minister Julie Bishop, who insisted that those who moved from this facility will be provided with accommodation, food, water, electricity and medical support.
It makes no sense for these people to remain on Manus Island because the essential services have been transferred to alternative accommodation. So I urge them to go to the alternative accommodation where they will be food, water, electricity and medical services.
Acting Prime Minister Julie Bishop speaking to us earlier. Well, both Amnesty International and the UNHCR are currently on Manus Island monitoring the situation. Nijit Lum is the Deputy Regional Representative for the UNHCR. He joins us from Lorongau in Manus Island. Nijit Lum, welcome to breakfast.
Thank you, Fran. Good morning.
What is the UNHCR's position on this current standoff? Do you agree with the Foreign Minister of Australia and Acting Prime Minister that the refugees and the asylum seekers in the detention centre should move to the alternative accommodation that's been provided?
You're breaking up a bit, but my understanding is the question about movement out of the regional processing centre.
Yep.
I think the issue here for us is that if people were to move, we're talking about movement of people, there are certain standards that we need to ensure, which is it has to be done in a very safe and secure manner. This has got to be done in a dignified manner as well. And, you know, in the case of Manus Island, we need to ensure that adequate alternative accommodation is in place, that essential services be maintained or even improved. And we are talking about a group of refugees who have been through a lot over the last 4 years in terms of having treatment for trauma and maybe even mental health issues, and all those are very serious issues which needs to be, you know, continually be monitored as well. And of course, at the end of the day, we're talking about identifying solutions, long-term solutions for the entire refugee population.
Well, you're there on Manus Island.
I'm
sorry to interrupt you now. You are there on Manus Island. Have you had a look at the alternative accommodation that Julie Bishop was referring to? Do you believe it is adequate and it does have the essential services provided?
We've looked at, so far over the last few days, we've looked at two of the alternative accommodation outside of the centre. One of them is the East Lorongau Transit Centre, which can house up to 300 if you push it a little bit more, maybe 400 individuals. That has been there for several years now. And then after that, we moved to the second site, which is, I think, called Ward 1 or West Lorongau House. So we went there, and see, that was 2 days ago, on the 30th of October. We went to have a look, and with our own eyes, together with my colleague as well, there was still major works in progress, major earthworks in progress. There were heavy machinery on the ground as well. There's, there were no fences being constructed. So it doesn't look like it's ready. I'm not an expert on engineering, but as a UNHCR official or an officer who's been working with refugees, I will not be bringing any refugee there to stay. Not in that state. It's not ready at that moment.
So what is the UNHCR's position or advice? Does it believe that Australia has an obligation to keep the current detention centre open?
Well, at this stage, you mentioned the 600 individuals who are refusing to leave the centre now, but because West Lorongau, one of the sites, is not ready, if everyone were to voluntarily, leave the regional processing centre today, I think there's no capacity to absorb everyone. So there would be, I think, at least hundreds of individuals which would not have adequate accommodation at all. So in that case, we would want to ensure that at least some of the services and utilities are still in place in terms of electricity, water, basic services as well, until some of these sites are ready.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. We're speaking with Najit Lum, the Deputy Regional Representative for UNHCR. He's currently on Manus Island. The men, and we spoke to one man, one refugee from the centre today, they fear they are at risk of violence if they move to the new accommodation facilities. In your view, is there a risk of violence from locals towards these men if they move outside the detention centre?
We've, over the last few days, again, we've talked to refugees and we've also approached the local people here as well. Just very shortly, in some way, I think both sides showed fear. They're fearful, they're anxious as well. There doesn't seem to be adequate preparation going on, just usually, like we said, you know, this is to ensure safe and secure movement of people. There should be some basic preparation beforehand to talk to the local people, local community. That the local community, they have said that they have not been approached. They didn't know that this was going to happen. They were unhappy that there was this plot of land identified within their residential area. And at the same time, I think on the refugee side, they are concerned as well because of security reasons too. So that would mean, that's creating an environment of increased risk in many different ways as well, and when both communities are fearful of each other.
Okay.
So the movement of people taking place would... Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the line is breaking up. Can I just ask you one final question? Uh-huh. In the view of the UNHCR, who bears responsibility for the safety and security of these men? Is it the PNG authorities or is it Australian authorities?
Well, Fred, you know, our position has been very clear. Australia remains responsible for the refugees and asylum seekers that it has forcibly transferred 4 years ago to Papua New Guinea and Nauru. And until an appropriate solution is found, we are calling on Australia to continue to take responsibility, then to provide protection, provide assistance, and to find solutions for refugees. I mean, it has to take action to minimise and not prolong the suffering of refugees.
Najit Lum, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you.
Najit Lum, the Deputy Regional Representative for the UNHCR based in Canberra. He's currently on Manus Island.